This is the Stampede Blue Podcast, the official podcast of the Indianapolis Colts on the SB Nation Podcast Network. I'm Dave Walker, and today we're here to talk about the 2022 schedule for the Colts, some additional news, but primarily we're going to go through the schedule, what it looks like for the bye week, primetime games, divisional opponents. Let's jump into it. So before we get into the schedule, which came out on Friday evening, I do want to point out that it's been confirmed that the Colts will be joining the Detroit Lions in joint practices on August 17th and 18th ahead of their August 20th preseason game. So that is good news, I guess. The Lions are an interesting team. They're a team, I think, that is still in transition with Jared Goff at quarterback. So that could be an interesting evaluation of where the Colts are early on with this revamped roster. So let's talk about the 2022 schedule. This is really interesting. Some stuff off the top of my head. All right. First thing, four primetime games this year for the Colts. The first one is going to be in week five, and that is a Thursday night football game. That's October 6th, and it is going to be at Denver to take on the Denver Broncos. That is a Denver Broncos team that could be in contention this year with the dramatic improvement at quarterback with Russell Wilson taking over the helm there. So that will be a difficult opponent. Again, that's week five, so could have some ramifications for the Colts and what they look like in the AFC early on with that primetime game. Their next primetime game doesn't come until week 12. So a seven-week break, November 28th, that is a Monday night football game, and they will be at home finally hosting a primetime game. They will be at home on Monday night hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers, again, another AFC opponent. This one is interesting because the Steelers obviously have moved on from quarterback. They have a new rookie that is probably going to start at this point, Kenny Pickett, that they grabbed in the first round of this past draft class. Are the Steelers the kind of team that the Colts should be scared of? This could be a measuring stick. This could be, week 12. This is where really you begin to get a feel for who is legitimate, who's going to make a run to finish off the season, and it's going to be another AFC opponent. Now, the next primetime game is right after this one, week 13, and it is a Sunday night football game, so they're going to be coming off a Monday night football game and then having to play one on Sunday night, so at least it's not Sunday afternoon. They get a little bit of time, but they will be on the road, so this is a little bit of a scheduling, if you want to call it, snafu. I'm not a big fan of the way they put this together. The Colts will have a short week and go on the road, and they'll be heading to Dallas to take on the Dallas Cowboys. Of course, that will be on NBC on Sunday Night Football. That is a very interesting sort of 1-2 matchup for the Colts this year. And as you know, the Colts will be taking on the NFC East as their primary NFC divisional opponents. So this is 2 weeks after they'll take on the Eagles. Of course, we'll get into that in just a second. But the Cowboys, again, another team that could potentially be in the running in the NFC. I think it's going to depend a lot on how many of their players develop. Can Dak Prescott get back to his previous form? But that will be a very interesting game, Sunday Night Football at Dallas. Now, their last primetime game, at least as it stands right now, is going to be in week 16, and that will be Monday Night Football at home again. So they have two home games, two away for the primetime games. Monday Night Football on ESPN hosting the Los Angeles Chargers. The Chargers are a team that many people are bullish on in the AFC to take another step forward this year, to be a playoff team. This could be a critical game for the Colts. Interestingly, this one is has the potential to be impacting the playoffs and impacting where these teams may or may not land in the AFC playoff race. And obviously right now with the Colts, you bring in a quarterback like Matt Ryan, who's on the backside of his career, who you think still has a few years left. You're not doing that to rebuild. You're doing that because you think you can make the playoffs again. And this could be a big, big game. All right, let's start at the top of the list. Let's run through each week when the bye week happens. By the way, you're not going to like where this bye week happens. At least I don't. We'll see what you guys think about it. I am not a fan of this particular bye week. Let's start at the top. Week one, September 11th, they are on the road, and they will be at Houston, taking on divisional rival, the Texans. This one's interesting. Obviously, the Texans are a team that just traded away their quarterback. They've got a ton of roster holes. Some people would argue they had a pretty good draft class. I don't know about that. The Texans are still a team, in my mind, that is in complete rebuild. I don't think they're anywhere near ready to compete with the better teams in the league. I believe the Colts are going to be in that top echelon of teams, especially even in the competitive AFC. I think the Colts, top to bottom, defense and offense, now have the kind of team to compete. So this one looks good as a starter for the Colts, even though they're on the road. Week two, September 18th, they are traveling to Jacksonville. So two straight divisional opponents, two straight road games. Jaguars are an interesting team. We'll talk about them in the future podcast and how this division is going to shake out. But they will be taking on the Jaguars in week two. Week three, September 25th, they come home for their first home game, and it will be to host the Kansas City Chiefs. That one's going to be super interesting. Obviously, the Chiefs are always going to be considered a playoff favorite, potentially a Super Bowl favorite in the AFC because of Patrick Mahomes, guys like Travis Kelce. They have overhauled their roster a little bit, and the Chiefs do have big question marks on defense. How did the Colts stack up? This could be a really early good measuring stick for Indianapolis to see how they match up with one of the best teams in the AFC over the past 5 years. Week four, here it is, at home, October 2nd, hosting the Tennessee Titans. Honestly, if you're looking at the AFC South, you've got to think it's the Titans and it's the Colts. I don't think anyone's ready to put the Jags or the Texans in the conversation yet. The Titans still do have Derrick Henry, although it looks like he may be regressing somewhat. He's 28 years old. He's got a lot of miles in him. This is going to be, after Kansas City, it's going to be another measuring stick. It's two straight home games, so that should help. But this is going to be really interesting, especially with offense, with new quarterback, you know, a young wide receiver in Alec Pierce that's going to potentially be taking the field very early on. This could be a really big measuring stick for how this team is progressing. So two really important games, two AFC games, two home games, and that's going to help a lot. As I mentioned earlier, week five, October 6th. So this is only 4 days later. Thankfully, those 4 days is going to be from home to go on the road, but they are going to Denver, and they're going to take on the Broncos on Thursday Night Football. Again, Broncos, this one looks like a bit of a setup, unfortunately. Denver has their quarterback now with Russell Wilson. They've got a good roster. This one has me a little bit concerned. This is the first game I look at, and I'm thinking, you know, just the timing of it is not great for Indianapolis. Week six, still no bye week. Haven't mentioned that yet. Week six, October 16th, they're back home to host Jacksonville. So we're getting a lot of divisional games out of the way early on in the season. And then week seven, don't understand this with the schedule makers, but we head on the road to Tennessee to take on the Titans. So our two games with the Titans are only a few weeks apart, and they're early on in the season. They're before you even get to the halfway point of the season. I don't know why they did this. I feel like with the Titans being who they are right now and with the Colts being who they are and who they project to be, it made more sense to have these games at the back end of the schedule, where these two teams, the games between them could matter a lot more. So interesting choice by the schedule makers in the NFL. All right, week eight, October 30th, they are at home to host the Washington Commanders. It's a 4:25 game. Obviously, the name here, Carson Wentz, he will be returning to Indianapolis, except now in Washington. We'll see if he's still the starter. yeah, that was a dig. All right, week nine, November 6th, they travel to New England to take on the Patriots. Week 10, still no bye week. You can see how this is going. Week 10, November 13th, they're on the road to Las Vegas to take on the Raiders. So two straight road games and really coast to coast. That's a little bit brutal. Thanks, NFL. Week 11, November 20th, they're back home to host the Philadelphia Eagles. The following week is the Monday Night Football game. That's week 12. November 28th, they will host the Pittsburgh Steelers. The following week, week 13, is the second straight primetime game, December 4th. where they head to Dallas to take on the Cowboys. And finally, week 14, they get their bye week. So they have the Monday night game into the Sunday night game going on the road, and then they get their bye week. Here is my sincere thought on this. These late bye weeks, by the time the team gets to them, they are really just sort of limping. Ideally, you have a bye week that's like around week 9, week 10, sort of to split the season in half. This one, they're going to have a bye week, and they're going to have just 4 games left to play in this season. However, with that said, if they can get into the bye week in good shape, relatively good shape, with a decent record, those last 4 games, they have the potential to finish really strong. That bye week coming off of that Sunday night football game is going to be exactly what they need to heal up. Undoubtedly, there's going to be some injuries. Guys are going to be banged up. Better to finish those last 4 games strong, push into the playoffs as possibly a healthier team than maybe some of your opponents. We'll see how this plays out. But again, late bye week, week 14, not a big fan, but maybe it will play to their favor. All right, week 15, December 17th or 18th, the date is still to be determined. They will head to Minnesota to take on the Vikings. Week 16, December 26th, the day after Christmas, Monday Night Football. They will be at home for their last primetime game, hosting the Los Angeles Chargers. Again, as I mentioned earlier, could be a very critical game for the AFC playoff race. And their last 2 games, boy, this really could play towards the Colts' favor as far as finishing strong and heading into the playoffs. Week 17, January 1st, New Year's Day, they will be at New York to take on the Giants, a team that arguably still has, you know, big question marks at quarterback. And the last game, you probably have done the math, it will be at home, January 7th or 8th, still to be determined, to host the Houston Texans. That is the schedule for 2022 for the Colts. I got to tell you guys, again, not a big fan of the bye week. I do like that there are 4 primetime games this year and that 2 of them finally are at home. The Colts aren't playing every single primetime game on the road. They've got some tough opponents. Look, as I mentioned earlier, Denver Broncos, that's going to be tough. Kansas City is going to be tough. You know, obviously, within the division, you're looking at the Titans. That's a team you got to beat. NFC East can be a really tough out with some exceptions. The Vikings could still be a really competitive team, and the Chargers are a team that, you know, they're going to be sort of a benchmark. Look, this is not a cakewalk schedule, but I think Chris Ballard has put together a roster that can get stronger as the season goes along. There may be some bumps early on. And let me say this as well. You've got a new quarterback. You've got some new weapons. You've got some new guys even on defense. Those first few weeks of the regular season could be a little bit bumpy. And I've said on this podcast before, Matt Ryan can be a little bit of a slow starter. He's not bad. Again, please don't take that out of context. It's not to say he's bad in the first few weeks, but he hits his stride really after week 3, week 4. That's when you begin to see his best performances. The fact that they're starting with the Texans and Jaguars, if they can get 2 wins, knock off 2 wins, and steal one from either Kansas City or Tennessee, and go into that Denver Bronco game at 3-1, they're going to be in great shape. Even if they drop that game to Denver, being at 3-1 going into that game, which I think is, there's some potential for that. If they can pull that off, get some experience with this team those first 4 weeks. If you can go into week 5 with 3 wins, 1 loss, with essentially a new roster in multiple key positions, you've got to love it. And I think the potential with this schedule is there. Let me know what you guys think. You can follow me on Twitter at NFLDW. You can read our articles daily at StampedeBlue.com. Thanks, guys, for listening in. We'll be back on a future podcast to analyze the schedule, break it down, and give you our early, way too early prediction for what the record will be for the Colts in 2022. Will they make the playoffs? Will they win the AFC South? Stay tuned. Come back to this podcast to find out more. Thanks, guys, for listening in. I'll talk with you next time.